Kumlana Bar Gemara, we are up to the Flamid Amar Aleph.
If anyone else it was, it was on Yom HaShoah, Yom HaShoah, and Nochum Goldberg made a big stink about in the Flamid when they used to make this film.
Okay, the Flamen of Allah, the Tanner Rabban, four lines above the white lines. Tanner Rabban, Umbala and Echel, if a guy says to them, I need the EC, Avichem, I saw your father, Shehet Min Mois, Besheda, Teva, Migdal, he closeted some money in a box for Umma, and he said, Shall Ploini Hain, and your father was saying that the money is not his, but actually belongs to somebody else. Other Shall Maisa Shani Hain, it belongs to somebody, if it belongs to Maisa Shani, Bib Bais, the money was in the house, which this person has no access to, Umma Klum. He has no, you don't believe him. Basad in the field, what of Kayami? Because he wanted, he could have taken it from himself. So you have to trust him that he's saying the truth. The Klali is Kol Shebe Yod, the Litland, what of Kayami? If he has a capability taking it from himself, then you trust him. Like a Migli. Ain't be Yod, the Litland, the Amaklum. You don't trust him at all. Hare Shero es Avihen. Shehit min Moj Beshev Migli. The kids themselves, they saw their own father putting money in a box of Omar, and he tells them, Shall plainly hain, this money belongs to somebody else, Shall Maisa Shani hain. Now remember, we had before the concept that a father, Adam Rotzer Shalala, has Bia's Bonav, he doesn't want his kids to think everything is for them. So, Im Kim Maisa Dvar Vasan, like he's telling them the truth and he's giving them instructions, then Kayami, Dvar of Kayami, then you have to trust him. Im Kim Marim, if it looks like he's just trying to deceive them, Lay Omar Klum, he's just trying to be, you know, very coy about it, then don't take it seriously. He was in pain trying to work out what happened to the money that his father had. The father came along. The balachaloyim came along. Rashi says it's a sar hamara chaloyim is balayla. It could be either a shed or it could be Mala Gabriel. This is the mountain, this is where it is. Master Shani, and you should know it belongs to Master Shani. Zehoye Maisa, the Taka happened, but Omri said, Divre Chaloimus, Loim Maidim, Loim Maridim. Now, here, all the Rishayim already have a big problem because we had a Gemara in the Dorim, Dafyur, I think it is. If you had a dream that they put you in Chedim, you need 10, and they do, but Chaloim, you need 10 people to be mad to you. What do you mean? Divre Chaloim, Maidim, Maridim. So the Tashbats, the famous answer, Chiluk, it's a Safik. It's a suffix whether you take it seriously or not. And the chiluk between Mammon and Issa. Over there by Issa, you're always Machmer. So therefore, if you had a dream, you're in Chedim, you're Machmer. Over here, so where's my money? By money, we're always Mako because you leave the money where it is until you can prove otherwise. That's the simple answer.
Wouldn't you say if you go, this is in such and such a place, there's a box of money to Maisa Shani? Yep. He goes there and he taka finds a box of money. He says, Yesh, Mammon, Yesh,
Glad. So the answer, so the other Rishonim say, because we also had the Gemara Brachas. Every cholam has dvarim b'teilim in it. So therefore, the part that was true and accurate was where and how much, and the dvarim b'teilim part was to who it belongs. It's no cholam without dvarim b'teilim in it. Like a Yaakov, you know. Okay, shnayim ayim zakai mechtav hecher kosvi. So what exactly does a bezin write? Now, remember in our Mishnah it says that they write, you know, you won, you this thing, and after you left the bezin, the court, you should not go over to your client, you know, who said, you know, I was on your side, blah, blah, blah. However, what do they actually write? So, second mother, three opinions. Rabbi Yechanan says, Zaka, they write, you were Zaka, you were triumphant, that's it. No dissenting opinions. They shlokish on no, Mefedish, plainly, you're plainly Mazaki, no, plainly, plain Machayev. You nominate the names of the people who are Mazaki and nominate the people who are Machayev. You put it all out there in the document that the Bezin puts out. And Rabbi Lozer, I'm a medivreyem nizdacher. Rabbi Lozer says, on the one hand, you don't want to lie and say that everyone agreed. On the other hand, you don't want to say the name. So what you do is you say that between all of them, it seems that we decided to you should be triumphant. In other words, it was a debate, and there was an argument, but the majority wins. But no names. Says, what's going on here? Plenty. My benai was a chilek. Ik benai. Interesting debate. What I said. Maybe lishlum me'i manse bahadayu. What happened? The bezin paskin wrong. They erred in a Torah Mishnah where they have to pay the guy back for what they did. That's right. Torah Mishnah. We said the whole ruling falls apart. But it's a Torah shikol das, and they didn't have reshus, so they have to reimburse the guy. Who has to reimburse? And that's a chilek. L'mandam a zakai. Since it seems like unanimous, Misham, everyone there has to pay if they made a mistake. L'mandam, even the one who dissented, has to pay. L'mandam a plain you plainly mazaki and a plainly plain mechayim. Why do we nominate the names of people mazaki and mechayim? Lein mishalom, the one who was mazaki. Let's say the one who said he was innocent and he was over. He outvoted. Doesn't have to pay. L'mandam a zakai mishalom, the one who says zakai. The third guy has to pay. Lame Malahu, he can say, look, behind the scenes, I was against it. Why should you force me? I have to pay for it. If you would have listened to me, even you wouldn't have paid. Why should I pay? Should these two pay the third? The third guy definitely doesn't have to pay the dissenting opinions, but should they pay his share? Lamanda Mazaka, yes, Mishalmi, because they made it unanimous. Lamanda Maplini, Plaini Mazaki, Plaini, Plaini Machai, and Lame Mishalmi, you don't pay. You have to pay his share. You only pay 2/3, and the third guy, and the third is lost. You know, Lamanda Mazaka, Mishalmi has to pay. But Lame Relay, let him say, Ilav At Bahadon. He let him let them say to him, "You're just as guilty as us." Because if you wouldn't have been a third person in Bezin, our psak wouldn't have been valid. Lo havi solik din amidi wouldn't be at all. So why are you so scot free? Eli kebenayu. Talking about the Torah b'shikol adas, where the psak remains, but they have to pay.
But if they're assessing the mindset,
assessing the no, but the consensus of the Gemara is one way, but there's no outright psak. So you can't say they made a mistake. On the other hand, they passed him wrong. Because they shouldn't have passed him the way they did. So if they have no reshus, how can they all agree? What do you mean? Yeah, the one is a zakai. They say to the guys as one, if two of us would have come out victorious and you would say, I don't know, then there would be no psak. The only reason why it's a psak is because it's a bezin of three. So therefore, you caused also the loss. Whether you dissented or not, doesn't matter. The halacha says. So therefore, the truth of the matter is that the third guy doesn't have to pay. Elika benayu, the third guy doesn't have to pay. But the difference then is, Mishum le say rochamam, you don't want to.
Don't report who voted which way.
Exactly. We don't want you to report. Rabbi Yechonah ma zaka. Rabbi Yechonah says that this guy is Mishum le say rochamam. We don't want to know there was a dissenting opinion. It's lucky I'm playing with zaka. Why should merzik yeshik? If we say that, everyone agrees. It's not true. We don't want it to lie. And Abba Lozah is worried about both. Isle the mar, isle the mar. Hichli v'kasi hachdus, you're right. Midivreyem nizdacha pleni. For the debate, the halacha says that you have to, that this and this guy is innocent. So we're not lying, because not everybody agreed. On Satan's side, there's, we're not shaming anybody. Now, how this fits in with the Mishnah is a little bit hard to understand. The Mishnah clearly says that you don't tell them because of Lasek Rachel. So, I mean, the general answer is that the Mishnah is talking about the document that they issue, and here we're talking about afterwards, if you're going and talking privately to one person and giving him over all your information. It's still hard to understand. The Mishnah, once you have the document that says all the names, let's say, according to Reish Lakish, what do I have to go to privately in the guy?
The
Dayanim said yes, and the names said no. Yeah, you have to give him a document. You know, this is what you give the psak. Taisus explains that according to Halach, which is a Beichel. Actually, Halach is Beichel Abelaza, but Taisus explains that in understanding why Bit Barev over here is different. You can't say by Ein Hogemam Acharev. So how can you go up to two Dayanim versus one? So he says the Psak. It's as if all three paskins. But that is not benegeya, the if you made a mistake. Just talking about you made a mistake in the psak. So the psak is wrong. After they completed the debate, they used to bring, call them back in. Who did they call back in? Elaim and Labaladin into the defendant, Hassam Kaimi, they're standing in the courtroom. Elaim to the witnesses. In other words, the witnesses, you hear, come on, the like Rab Nassim, this will come out to be not like Rab Nassim. What do you mean? The Tanya, we could nobody hear one witness at a time. Who holds you hear one witness at a time? Remember, we had a machlekes a few days ago, and we'll learn it again. The Tanya, we learned. La'elam ain't edusa misterefes atche yiddish neinkech. But two machlekes and put together one brisa. On one hand, you can, one Tanakam says you cannot be edus unless you both saw the exact same event at the same time in tandem. And Rabbi Shimon Karkoim, I feel bezeh achazay. Even if you saw today and I saw something tomorrow, we can combine our edus. Number one. Machlekes number two. The Tanakhama says, "Ain edusim is kayemes bebezin at yidish negech." You need both edim testifying at the same time. One aid can come today, one aid can come tomorrow. So we see lechayda now. Mishnah says clearly that you can have one aid. You listen to one aid, and then you call in the other aid, which means that the aidim are not testifying at the same time. Is that right? Mishnah is not like Rab Nosson. No, really, maybe the Eidim are there, but we're talking about the Baladinim are the ones who went out and we come back in. The Eidim are there both at the same time. When it says here, we're talking about the Baladinim, because the Eidim were there the whole time. Because according to Rab Nosson, they have to be there when each Eid testifies, the other one has to be there. That's how we learn Pshat Mishnah. However, who's author of Mishnah? Rabbi Nechemiah. And the author of Mishnah, Rabbi Nechemiah. The Tanya, Rabbi Nechemiah, Mekachoy, Menhagan, Shunikid, Ashlein, and this is the Minig. Shemachdisa, the Baladini, Beshem, and different, he would have to say, Yomachdisa, and Shem, listen to their words, Umaitzi, and Oysa, and Lechutz, and then you send them outside, including the Baladini. The Noisim, and Noisa, Dover, they debated, then they call them back in. Bring more of a Tanya, Gomez, Dover, Machdis, says the Edim. Says in the Fashion, another Braise, that you call back in the Edim, that the Edim, the ones who went out. He'd look at Nassim. That's like a Nassim. That one there says you have one aid at a time, and then later you call them both back in. Obviously, it's not followed up. Nassim who holds that you have to have both aidim speaking at the same time. Gufa, let's understand this machlekes about whether the aidim have to testify together or not. The whole braisa le'elam ain't aidusim. First, let's start with the first part of the braisa. You cannot combine the aidus achi yidush nekech. They both saw the event in tandem. Rabbi Shubakar says, no, it doesn't matter. Afilu bezachazeh. But Mike B, what's their machlekes? Eboy is aim mokra, eboy is aim mosvara. I can either tell you it's based on a pasuk, or you can say it's based on a swara. Eboy is aim mosvara. Amono de kamasid hai, lo kamasid hai. This guy says, I saw a loan on Monday for $100, Shimon from Levi. And this guy says, I saw a loan Tuesday, Shimon from Levi, $100. Not the same loan, but they're both talking about $100. So therefore, you can combine. Tanakam says, no, there's two different events. It's, each one only has an eid echot. Umono kamasid hai, lo kamasid hai. The main event here is that he borrowed $100. And they have two agents saying he borrowed $100. So the protim doesn't matter. So it's two different events, but you can combine, because the main subject is the focus. And what's the agent tell you?
No, that was the
agent
saw the money change.
So what's the agent for? If he borrowed the agent, he can pay back without agent. So there's no case. But somebody says it never happened. Like that. Yeah. Yeah, like that. Or he buys him a crow, a posse. The chassid says in the posse that if you know ages about somebody, you can't just stand there. You have to actually give it over. So it says here, who aid if you're an aid? Oy ra, oy yisa, oy yada, or you know. So therefore, we know that every time it says aid, it's two aidim. And it says, who aid, two aidim. And we had him giving a site. Oy ra, they had to see together. Or Yoda, they had to hear together the confession. So we see there the two aidim have to be joined together the hip. That's how it Tanakam learns. Tanya Mash never lo yakum aid. We said in the pasuk we had this in the beginning of Satan. Lo yakum aid. Ain't you don't I know shahu echad that it's one. Why say lo yakum aid echad matamalam echad? The bono of the chomokin, but whatever says aid, how they can't. Now everywhere else is two. Achi Fodukhar Kosov echad said it clearly highlights that's only one. The Afkei Rachmona Beloshen Chatz. You go back to the other passage where it says, well, who aid? That means you two aid him. It says, Oyro, Lemeimar Ad Chazu Tavayik Echot. Oyro, they both saw in unison. Neither, it's a Tesefter. So here the Gemara brings it to Tesefter and Satan brings it to Tesefter. V'idach, another one, well, who aid? What does that Shubha Kacha say? Well, who aid Oyro Oyadam Mekavakim? Each aid can either see or know, and it doesn't matter if you're an aid on your own. Doesn't matter, yeah. That's one version. And not only that, because they both saw. Remember, we according to Shimon Karcha, they both saw. The main event here is you owe $100. They both saw the fact that something happened that caused you to owe $100. That's what they both saw. So therefore, it is. You know, this will happen on Monday, Sunday, Tuesday. That's a real detail. That's a side thing. That doesn't matter. That's first machlekes. Second machlekes. The ain eidut when they both saw together in tandem. Let's say now they come to Bezin. Do they have to testify together or separately? Ain eidut to miskayed mitzvah Bezin. Add until she yidu shnei kech. They both testify together. Rab Nosson neimer shayim min dvarav shazeh hayim. Rab Nosson says you can hear today. Kishiyove chaveir lemacha shayim min dvarav. And tomorrow you can hear again. Tomorrow you can hear again. Somebody else. Yeah, you can even get a single mother, yeah. The mic with you, what's a machlek is, Iboyis aim a svara, Iboyis aim a kraf. You want to say arguing the svara, if you want to say arguing the pasik. Iboyis aim a svara, what's a svara? Mar savar aid echa, very simple. If one aid comes in on Monday, one aid comes in on Tuesday to tell us the story. The guy who comes in Monday at this juncture, he's only one aid. One aid is on Mechai Vashua. So therefore, how do you combine tomorrow with the other guy who's going to make it mum, and you're not saying the same thing? Ki asi l'shvu, asi l'mayin l'asi, because you only one aid. And therefore, you need both aid coming together, so they're both coming for mum. Another opinion says, otu ki asi b'hadi hadod, even when they come together, b'chad pumeh kamas hadi, they're testifying at the same time, first one and another. El mitzad fin l'hu, we combine them and say, look, you're like part of two. Achana mitzad fin l'baran two. Yeah, so what's l'chayin l'svar as machlek? So l'chayin as follows, perhaps. There's a big chakira, machlekes are showing in the beginning of Amitzi and the chakira. When an eid echad, how do you understand an eid echad is b'chayiv b'shua? Is the pshat that an eid echad creates a chiv, that his chiv can only be a shua, he says you owe $100. The only thing you can chayiv is you have to swear you don't owe $100. And if you don't want to swear, then you brought a chiv upon yourself of paying $100, not the eid. Or the pshat, no. An eid echad is b'chayiv and mama just like two eid, no difference. But the eid echad, the Torah says there are two ways of paying it back. Either you pay the $100, or you swear that you don't owe it. And when you swear you don't owe it, then you don't have to pay. But if you don't swear, then why are you paying the $100? Because the eid is mechayiv the moment. And that's exactly the chakir machleik zerosh abein tam. That's exactly the chakir right over here. If the word is that an eid echad also comes from mammon, but you have a way out through shvuah, but he's a mammon, so the eid echad today and eid echad tomorrow, they're still talking on the same page, and therefore they're talking about mammon, and you can combine them. But if you hold the eid echad is only mechayiv a shvuah, if you don't swear, then you bring upon yourself the chiv of mammon, then the eid echad of today and eid echad tomorrow were not. I'm shvuah and your mammon. We're two different things. We cannot combine. That's the machlekes. That's, I'm talking
he's
about
not the himself.
I'm not throwing
the
into it.
Him.
No, but why is he paying money? The eight can't be mechayiv a mammon. Eight can only mechayiv a shvuah. No, so I don't want to swear. Who's making the chiv? The eight can't do that. An eight echad look come the mammon, as the Gemara says. So why are you paying money? Because I brought pounds on my chiv, and not swearing. It's my I do it myself. The machlek is regarding the eid hamasayeh, the patas you from a shvuah now. If I have an eid echad supporting me, and do I have to swear or not? Let's see, anybody mixes. Oh, anyway, the
Bible.
Right.
That's
two separate machleks. Yeah, this is talking about the haggadah now, which is what makes the chiv. Tell me about the boys in the crowd. Pasik, im lo yagiv and asavoyin. If you don't say anything, you will carry your sin. Says pasik, if you don't say anything, you're going to carry your sin. With the kuli alma, karabonon. Everyone agrees that karabonon the pligad ever should recover the whole. You have to see at the same time. Everyone holds you have to see at the same time, and it says im lo yagiv. So who aid with the ra yada, and im lo yagiv. So we're comparing yagiv to ra. Arguing when they compare the two. Since everyone holds when it comes to the you have to see together, Hagod also you have to speak together. You don't compare the two. Rabshim ben Yochum, the Gemara says, Rabshim ben Yochum, having mishtaked Allah the Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, tried very hard the Rabbi Yisrael ben Chanina le mischa to receive smicha. Remember, we had the Gemara before, Rabbi Yisrael very much wanted to get smicha but he can never find three people to do it together. This is a whole Gemara about if you ferment this roll to bubble if smicha helps. So he always wanted to give smicha to Chanina, but it didn't work. So Rabshim ben Yochum, who was a Talmud Rabbi Yisrael, wanted also to help his friend out. Rabbi Yisrael Chanina should get smicha. And Velokum is Aimusa, it didn't work for the reason we said before, you can never find three people. This particular event, there were three people there. Yemichad, Havi Yossi, Kamed, Rabbi Yechanan. They were sitting for Rabbi Yechanan. Amaluhu, Rabbi Yechanan said, Miika, the Yoda, Halacha, Krabi Shurim, and Korcho. Does anybody here know if the Halacha, Shurim, and Korcho or not? Amal, Rabbi Shimon, Yokum, Shimon Yokum says, he volunteers, he says, yes, Dane, that guy. Rabbi Yossi, what do you call it? Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Yoda, he knows. Amalay, so Rabbi Yechanan said, Lema. Let him say, Eizay, what's halachis? Oh, Malay, he said, Bill Yochum said, no. Lisbechim ma bereisha. You have a chance now, give him smicha, and then he'll say, Shamche. Rabbi Yochum, give smicha on the spot. He probably knew that who he was. This is Talmud, Rabbi Yochum. Remember, we had before the morning, he wanted to give him smicha, just to finish going. Okay, so he gave him smicha. Amalay, bni, emali, ketet shemata. He said, Tudu, Chanina, my son, tell me, what did you hear? So you know Rabbi Yechanan was so eager to hear the final halacha, he gave smicha. Amalei kach shemaiti, I heard shemoide Rabbi Yeshua. I don't know about who the halacha is like, but I'll tell you is the following: that Rabbi Shimon Karcha who says, and when it comes to Riyah, you can see two different days because Almanu kamas and high, which was an event. Rabbi Shimon Karcha is moide to Rabbi Nassan that what that when it comes to Bezdin, they don't have to say it on the same day. That's what he said. In other words, just like when it comes to seeing, you don't have to see in the same day. When it comes to testifying, you don't have to do it on the same day. Omar Bichan said, Zehu Tzrachti, I needed you for that. Now, what's the ikar part of the ages? The Riyah or the Haggadah? The Haggadah is just telling us what he saw. The main part of the ages is the Riyah. He's madr when the ikar Riyah, the ikar ages, which is seeing. Bahadeh Haddadi, when they have to be together. Omer Shemir Kochaloi Binin, I don't need them to see together. You can see Monday, you can see Tuesday, going up. Haggadah Mabai, you got to tell me Shemir Kochaloi when you come to Besen. Of course I know that. He's very upset that he gave smicha, that he was tricked. But then he said, talk about this. You cannot take away someone's smicha. Once I gain smicha, I cannot pull him down, even though it was through by deception.
But
it wasn't his. Is that Eliyakim? Maybe it was Kahoot, who knows? But if it wasn't, it was still based on a toss. He thought that he would get some information, glean some information, which he didn't. So the question is, can you ever rescind the smicha? Or the word here is gavra rabba. Somebody who really deserves smicha anyway. So now that you're, whatever it is, you can't rescind if you're upset. If somebody turns out to be that doesn't have smicha, that's a different story maybe. Yeah, but he feels that he was pushed in the corner. Yeah, he was.
Well, then you can ask the question: given the fact that he got the sword, does that mean he can't live if he doesn't deserve it?
No, the sword is a very good sword, but that wasn't what he wanted. He wanted to know was the halacha of shirgach or not. You give him a red herring. What do you tell him what the halacha is like? Comes along Chibar Rav and says, "Rav, the halacha is like a Beshur ben Karcha. The halacha is like a Beshur ben Karcha. Bein bekakoyis, bein metaltin. Halacha Beshur ben Karcha, sayin kaka, and sayin metaltin. Ulama, Ula says, halacha Beshur ben Karcha. The halacha Beshur ben Karcha. The what? That you see two different days. It's still going off. Whether we talk about kaka, whether metaltin. Ula says halacha Beshur ben Karcha only by kaka, because kaka is the same kaka that you saw by Chazaka. I saw. So it's my same kaka." Not when it comes to metalkalin, it's not exactly the same thing. Omele Abaye said Abaye, so what are you telling me? Halacha miklal de pli. So you're saying that halacha is like him by metalkalin, means there's an argument. By Kakov, Abba Barhuna said the name of Rab. That moedim chachamim l'rabeshur mekorcha be'kak. They moed that the chachamim agree when it comes to kak. It's mamish. It's not like $100 bar money and $100 bar two. They're two different lots of money. The same kak, you know, but the chazaka. It's the same kak. So why can't you combine? V'toni Ravidi Barovin ben Azikin in the Be'karna, and Ravidi Barovin learned in the, when they learned Azikin in the Yeshiva of Karna, he said moedim chachamim l'rabeshur mekorcha in a number of cases where it seems that they're talking about the same thing. First of all, be'edus b'choy, the edus of b'choy. Rashi says that about pchoyers, they used to be choyshed their koyin, that they because if a koyin went ahead and said, oh, there's a mum in this animal, wouldn't trust him, that he didn't inflict the mum himself, because what can they do with the pchoy? Nothing. They have to wait till there's a mum and then they can use it. So we're scared that they inflicted the mum himself, so they cannot give us aid. Oh, there's a mum in animal. We got to bring aidim that actually saw the mum in animal. So we have one aid who saw one mum and another aid who saw another mum. We'll combine them because the whole thing is a chash anyway about the koyin, so we'll combine them. Taisus Tordes agrees, and he says that we're talking about Edim as to whether this guy is a b'choy or not. As to whether this guy is a b'choy. And the media that the two people can come even though they didn't see at the same time. Ube Edis Karka. So too when it comes to Karka, when it comes to Chazaka. This guy says, I saw him eat 3 years. Another Edis says, I saw him eat another 3 years. And they can combine. Why? Because we're talking about the same land. Chama Moedim when it comes to that. That's Eid Chazok. Eid Kaka is about the same land, and Eid Chazok, when we talk about Chazok, you do 3 years here, and I do 3 years here. The chain should be Ben or should be Bas. The same thing when it comes to some money or puberty by a Ben and by a Bas, they can combine. So when do they argue only by $100? Because it's not the same $100. Gavra Karamis, you're asking a question from one Amayi to another. Ma'asava Pligi, they're arguing Imba Metalin, or Ma'asava Lightly arguing. My, what do you mean the chen shav ben and shabbas? That's right. That's right. No, definitely did not. They definitely did not. No, because they combined. They're the same karka. That's what we're saying here. The mitzvah. Now, what do you mean by a ben labas? One guy said, I saw achas begabo. I saw one region of the puberty. Achas bekisa born underneath the stomach. L'chayda, this is not just a question of one aid. Hay chatzi dov chatzi aidus. Neither aid saw the whole thing. Neither aid saw that you need two siders. Each one saw only one sider. So it's not only that you saw was only one aid, it's only half of aidus. Now this is the famous question of Verif that everyone talks about. Verif says he doesn't understand the chilek. So why a chazaka? If one guy saw 3 years and one guy saw 3 years, we don't say it's chatzi aidus v'chatzi dover. So it's a chatzi dover. Because not only that. What happens if we learned yesterday? Two aidim saw 1 year. Two aidim saw another year. We say it combined, right? We've learned one aid to all three. Well, the chati dover. Each aid only saw half a thing. And the chati dover, when do we say they combine if you see a cold dover? But here you see a chati dover. Over there, I saw $100. You saw $100. We combined the two. Each one saw a whole $100. But over here, each one saw 1 year out of three. So the different answers. Big enough, meaning halacha. One of them, just give you one answer. One answer is that each one saw whatever, in case of Chazaka, they saw whatever was possible to be seen. You cannot see in year one, year two. So therefore, they saw whatever, so that's called Kuli Dover. Over here by Shtei Seidel, you could have seen the Shtei Seidel, but you only saw one here. That's a Chatzi Dover. That's one explanation. Says one of item. Ella Echle Mishtayim Begabo. One guy saw two hairs, but he saw one region of Echle Mishtayim Begitsa, one in the stomach. And the other region, and the Moide, because you told both saw a cool dover. Amr Abyeza, and Amin, Mashad Ullah, Halacha, Mashad Bekoch, Halacha, Mashad Bekoch, Ben Mekakoi, Ben Metalkin. But Abbanon, the Abbanon, the Asim Mechuzah, came from Mechuzah, Amri, Amr Abzeh, Mashad Ra, Bekakoi, see, in the world, only by Kaki, the Halacha, like him, because we're on the same property, Yavu Loi, Ben Metalkin, Ben Metalkin. Now, Rab, the Taimei, not by Metalkin, and we don't combine. A couple of Kaka, because we're talking about the same thing. But not by metalting. Why? Because we're not talking about the same $100. You're talking about Monday $100, I'm talking about Tuesday. And Rav the Tamei, but why does Rav say not by metalting? Because he says they're not talking about the same $100, the following. Rav, hoido, achar hoido. If this guy says he was made to me that he owes money to the lender on a Monday, and this guy says he was made to me on a Tuesday, or hoido, achar avo. This guy says I saw him borrow money on a Monday, and this guy says, I saw he came over his money to me on a Tuesday. He's Mr. Arfi, they combine. Why? Because we can take and say that they're talking about the same money. We'll soon see. Oh, but halvo, this guy says, I saw him borrow money $100 on Monday. And this guy says, I saw him borrow money on a Tuesday. We're not talking about the same $100. Not good. Or halvo, he's made on Monday that he owed money. And then on Tuesday, another guy saw him borrowing money on Tuesday. Obviously, they're talking about the same money. Like Mr. Arfi, they don't combine. What's the chilek? Halvo achar halvo. What's the chilek? Halvo achar halvo. The loy. Why? The money. The kochazi high. The kochazi high. We're not talking about the same money. Nu haydo achar do nami. If there's two separate haydos, maybe not for sure. I'm more gemar high. Even though it's not 100%, could be the two $100. Could be he talking about two different loans. How can you combine necessarily the two Edison? Okay, halvo achar halvo. Definitely it's not the same. But here haydo achar. Could be it's not the same. So why do you combine them? He answered him. Lahai Basra, when he was made on Tuesday to the same guy, he said to him, Bahai Mona, the Oidele, Kamok, Oidele Nami Kame Plani. I want you to know that the money that I made to you today, I was already made yesterday to somebody else. So you know what's $27. So he asked him, Akati Basra Yoda, Bakamala Yoda. Okay, the second guy knows about the first guy. The first guy has no idea about the second guy. So what connects him to the second guy? The Hodr Ozel, then afterwards he went to the first guy, and Omle Lekama, you went to the first guy, you should know that I money the Oidele Kamach, the money I was made to you on Monday, Oidele Name Kami Plani. I was also made to the other guy on Tuesday. So now they both combined. Omle, so Rav Nachmitzah said to Rav Huna, oi, so Nuach Daitoch, you should have peace and calm, Shekin, and after Daiti, he made me feel good. Omle, so then Rav Nachmitzah should say, oh, you're happy with my answers? I'm not happy with my own answers. Mein Chusa, the Rav, what are you so happy about? The Rav, the Itamar Rav Shezah, Shod Ben Arga. They threw an axe in the whole thing, a spanner in the works. Lav Hainu Hoidor Achavo, isn't this a case of Hoidor Achavo, if they both have to know that they both, the first aid has to know about the second aid, and the second aid has to know about the first aid. So therefore, L'chayya, the same thing, Hoidu Achavod. If you want to connect the two Eidim, when you were Maida on Tuesday, you have to tell the guy on Tuesday and the guy on Monday that you should know that I'm Maida for yesterday's loan, and tell the guy yesterday that tomorrow I'm Maida. So what's the Chiluk Hoidu Achavod? Hoidu Achavod, it's the exact same thing. Both Eidim are aware of each other, and we're talking about the same $100. So what's the Chiddush? Oh, Malay, he said to him, I don't understand you. I asked you questions, gave me a beautiful answer, and then you yourself can't live with it. I knew the Shmila, I heard about you guys. Did a meet to Dikli. That first you destroy the palm tree, and then Vizak Fitilu, then you stand it up again. You know, you never end.
Nehedoyamri. Doesn't like that
Bill Pullen. That's right. Exactly. Nehedoyamri, he says, Bein Hoidor Achredo. Bein Hoidor Achalavo. Bein Havo Achalavo. Bein Havo Achalavo. Mistarfi, they all combine, even they don't know about each other. Why? Not like Rav. We pass Meshur Bekarcha, even Metalklin, even the Aiden don't know about each other, because Amana the Kum and Masai is not the same, but they're talking about Amana. So therefore we combine them. We don't care if the Aiden know about each other, not like Rav. We're passing like not the Meshur Bekarcha. Rav Yehuda says, Eidus hamachesh zuzu bebdikas. If Eidus contradict each other, not in the salient points, you know, there's man and mokum, but in minor details, yeah, exactly. Kshedah is kosher. Bedine mamunus. Everyone read one first mask. There is no chakira. There is no bedikas or chakiras by dine mamunus. At least there's no bedikas. The chakira there is. So what's so we're talking about in the course of the conversation when they're telling the story, they contradict. We're calling the bedikas, but it's in the course of the conversation. What kind of detail is it? One gets with a black wallet, a white wallet. It was dark money or light money. Because that's serious stuff. That's the whole case. It's not a minor detail. Exactly. That's the Iker Edis. Then we get a problem. However, so you say by din mamu we don't care, and by din nefashes loy, by din nefashes we do care. But Amar Chil Chizah said that even by din nefashes, if there is a minor detail, it doesn't matter. Echad oimer besai, one guy says it was a long knife, a sword. Echad oimer ba'arinon, a dagger, a short dagger. Haragu, he killed him. Ain zenochen, you cannot combine the two. However, because that's essential to the whole case. Oh, but echad oimer kelev shchayin, he wore black clothes. Echad oimer kelev oni white clothes. How they zenochen? Why are you making a big deal by din mamunis? If it's a minor detail and they contradict each other, we discard it, we don't care. But didn't Fashion the same thing? So what? Everything matter. Gavra Karam. Chizda said that. And he holds even by Din Fashion. However, Rava holds only by Din Mamanis. Gavra Karamis. Nehedoyim. Nehedoyim goes further. Afilu Oimer Echad Mona Shocha. The Echad and Mona Lovin. Mitzdarfer, they combine. They still combine. Lucheda, why? Kiman, Kebishur, Mekarcha. Because we know they have two things that you can combine. For the Gemara, aim of the Shabbos Shabbos Karcha Hechel and Machzor. That contradicts. They're both saying the same thing. $100, but only what you on Monday, I'm Tuesday. Oh, but Hechel the Machzor Hadadi Mi Amar. Over here, where we're Machzor each other. I'm saying it's black, and you're saying it's white. How can we combine? Elohu Dama not. Sorry. No. That's the. So there's no Chakosha there. So Rabbi Shimon Karcha Chiddush is because they're both saying the same things, so we combine the two ages. Over here, they're talking about the same event. One guy said it was black money. I saw another guy, Monday afternoon. Another guy said, "Yeah, I was there Monday afternoon, but it was white money." How do you know that you can combine those two? They're contradicting each other. So you're right. Don't do Rabbi Shimon Karcha. This is another Tanya. Elohu Dama Ki Hai Tanya. The Tanya you learned. Amar Rabbi Shimon Lozer. Loi Nech Luku Beisham Beisil. They're not arguing. Ashtay Kiti Eidin. The two groups of Eidin. Achas Oimeres Masai. One guy says on Monday he borrowed $200. But Achas Oimeres Mana he borrowed $100. They're both saying he borrowed money but different quantities. Everyone agrees that he owes at least $100. Where they overlap, where they agree, we'll accept. Where they disagree, we're going to throw out. She yesh b'chal masayim mona. It's as if you have the ages, definitely they owe $100. Aman nechgu, the machleik is the b'sham mesil, at least according to Shimon Lazar is, because other Tana holds that even in that case, they throw the case out of court. Al kat achas, one group, one age says 200 and one age says 100. She b'sham ayim nechgu, so they're not agreeing, there's no ages here. And b'sham ayim nechgu, yesh b'chal masayim mona. There is.
It's the same logic as Shnei Merchim B'tal. This one is moided to that chelik of the claim. And
that's right. So we'll still accept the Eidus as Eidus. So the Bechal Messiah Mana. Echad Eimel Chavish Shal Yam is a barrel of wine. The Echad Eimel Chavish Hashem is a barrel of oil. Okay, second. So what do we see from here? That even though they're not saying that they're contradicting each other, 100 and 200, and yet we'll accept this is mamish the whole case. How much money you borrow? This is what it's all about. And yet we'll say that we'll accept what they agree on and we'll disagree and throw out what they don't agree on. They both say that he owes money. One guy says it's black, one guy says white. We'll throw out the part that is black and it's white. What do they agree on? That it was $100. So we have Eidus. But what do you know that from? Not from Shimon Karcha, you know that from Shimon Lazar's version of the Machlekes of Bisham and Mehil, and we're paskin like Beis Hillel's version. Just two more lines to finish the sugya. Echad Eimel, one guy came along and said, Chavish Hashem is a barrel of wine. The Echad Eimel, one guy said, Chavish Hashem is a barrel of oil. You have two Eidim. One Eid said it's a barrel of wine. Havi Uvda is a story. V'osi l'kame de Rab'ami, Rabbi Akiva Rabbi, Chayve Rab'ami l'shlume l'chavisa de chamre m'goy chavisa de mashcha. One guy says his oil is much more expensive than wine. One guy said oil, one guy said wine. So he said, look, wine is $100, oil is $200. Pay, everyone's money, you're at least $100, pay the $100. Look, and why? Come on, you Shimon Lazar. This is the same verse of Shimon Lazar, 100, 200. Freddy Gemara, hey, Madame Shimon Lazar, hey, Chede Yesh Bechal Masayim Mona. When I say 100, you say 200, so we're both saying 100. The question is if there's more. Ki hai gather me on here, we're both not saying, we're not overlapping here. You're talking about a barrel of wine, I'm talking about a barrel of oil, we're not talking about the same story at all. And was a lie? No, Sicha, we're talking about Lidami. We're talking about the money. Not they're arguing about the oil. He's saying it was the value of a barrel of oil. This guy says the value of a barrel of oil, which is 200 and 100. Or Echadayim b'dyayitel yayin. One guy says that it happened in the upper story. Echadayim b'dyayitel tachtayin. The borrower was standing in the lower story. When it happened, Amar Abchanina Maisa Balif Nerebi v'tzidif Eidusan. He combined the Eidus like Rabbi Shur Bechana. Why? Because he combined the Eidus. Either we say it happened two different days, like the Rashi's been learning, and therefore we're combining, but they're both talking about $100. This guy says b'dyayitel yayin. So two different events. But we combine, they're both saying $100. Or maybe it's a detail. That like no, it's either Shimon Kocher Glashland or it's Shimon Elazar. That it's a detail which floor he was. You know, it didn't register in my mind. I can't remember exactly. The main thing is what happened.
And according to Shimon Elazar, if they were talking about the oil and the wine, which
the barrel of oil. Yep.